This is The Green Room, your weekly dose of arts and culture from Interlochen Public Radio. Good morning. I'm David Castleman.
And I'm Kate Botello.
So today, Kate, we're talking about a musical that I know nothing about, just nothing. It's called Free to Be You and Me. So, Kate, what are we in for today?
Well, this was a record that was just huge and popular when I was a kid. So It's kind of fun having new people hear about it. But Let me tell you, here's a little song from Free to Be You and Me. Listen to this for a minute.
It's all right to cry. Crying gets the sad out of you. It's all right to cry. It might make you feel better.
Okay, now this song is sung by Rosie Grier. So this is Rosie Grier telling you it's all right to cry. Rosie Grier was like the manliest man you can possibly imagine. And let me fill you in there. Rosie Grier not only played for Los Angeles Rams, big famous football player, but he was also Ethel Kennedy's personal bodyguard and the guy that subdued and knocked the gun out of the hand of Sirhan Sirhan.
Wow, really?
Yes. So super manly, which
very macho.
Yes, which is kind of one of the reasons that it's so important and so great that he is a part of this recording. Free to Be You and Me is now a musical that's being put on at the Ramsdell Theater in Manistee. And I sat down with Connor Klock, who is the director of the production. He's originally from this area, but he lives in Kalamazoo, and he was asked to come back and direct the show. So let's talk about the themes first. When it first came out, what was the intention of the show when Free to Be You and Me first appeared?
From the research that I've done and from what we've delved into getting into this material, is we've discovered that Free to Be You and Me is this idea that there shouldn't be confining gender roles. Girls can wear overalls and they can become a firefighter when they want to get older, and boys can play with dolls, and those things can actually enrich a person. And when they grow older, they will have these attributes that are more diverse and make them better people.
I think it's interesting that you say firefighter, because before this record was released, we always said fireman. We said mailman. Yeah. We didn't say mail carrier. We said stewardess and not flight attendant. Do you think this record had anything to do with that?
I certainly hope so. And I think absolutely. I think that a lot of the movements of the 70s and the 60s helped attribute to a more gender neutral era. And then I think that that was evidenced. I was having a conversation with one of the Manistee Civic Players Board of Directors, who's also in our show, Bonnie Brown, who was a teenager when this album came out. She was saying that the influence that it had in the 80s was where it really took place. In the 80s, everything was gender neutral. It was even to the point where walking down an aisle in the store, absolutely nothing was male, female, nothing. Everything was gender neutral. And So I absolutely think that this had a lot to do with that push. And with so many A-list actors and stars and poets and writers and musicians being on the project of Free to Be You and Me, I think that that really got it some acclaim.
So things did go gender neutral in the 80s. Why do you think that this story needs to be told now?
Well, because history is cyclical. And we see the same problems coming up over and over and over and over again.
So let's talk about William and the doll.
Okay.
So this is about a boy who has a doll.
Yes.
And his dad is totally against it, and his grandma thinks it's a great idea.
When my friend William was 5 years old, he wanted a doll to hug and hold.
A doll,
said William,
is what I need to wash and clean and dress and feed. A doll to give a bottle to and put to bed when day is through. And any time my doll gets ill, I'll take good care of it,
said my friend Bill.
Yeah, Grandma comes in and says, listen, a boy with a doll grows up to be a wonderful father. He knows how to care for a child and learn how to be a caring and compassionate individual.
Don't be a jerk, said his older brother. I know what to do, said his father to his mother. So his father bought him a basketball, a badminton set, and that's not all. A bag of marbles, a baseball glove, and all the things a boy would love. And Bill was good at every game.
A father says, no, you can't do that. Here's a baseball bat. Here's a football. Here's a soccer ball. Here's a baseball glove. And although William is great at all of those things, he's great at playing baseball and it's his favorite game, he still wants a doll. He still wants that missing piece. So it's this idea that we can have these multiple things. You don't have to be exclusively, it's either I play with dolls or I play baseball. It's, you can have both, you know, diverse humans.
And Bill said, baseball's my favorite game. I like to play, but all the same, I'd give my bat and ball and glove to have a doll that I could love.
How very wise his grandma said, said Bill.
But everyone says this instead.
Now that kind of idea, though, was kind of controversial when it first came out. That may have, you know, ruffled a few feathers. Do you think that it might ruffle some feathers now?
I don't know. I sort of hope so. There's a part of me that kind of hopes so because I think that a seed needs to be planted, right? And sometimes that may cause... cause a little tension, a little irritation, a little bit of misunderstanding at the beginning. But as time continues, that seed will start to germinate and it'll start to grow inside the person and they'll start to think about that idea. And maybe someday down the road, 2 years, 10 years, they'll look back and say, oh, wow, that's what that was talking about. That's what Free to Be You and Me was talking about. That's, that all makes sense now. And that's what I hope to do.
Connor Clark, thank you so much for being here.
Of course. No, thank you very much for having me.
In 2012, the Huffington Post did an article where they talked to Marlo Thomas, who was the original creator of the show and many of the other creators, and asked them what they would do to update it for today. Mm-hmm. And they said they would add sections on things like body image and bullying. And this is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio.
Come with me, take my hand.
If you're looking for something to do all summer long, Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore is putting on concerts. It's a concert series commemorating the national park's centennial. And artists were chosen whose music has some kind of connection to the environment or to the natural world. And tonight, a group called Who Hit John is performing. That's at 8 o'clock tonight. And the concerts are free, but you do need a pass to get into the park.
This has been The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Peter Payette produced the show. Thanks also to Dan Wanchura and Lisa Feierstein. I'm Kate Botello.
And I'm David Castleman. See you next time.